88.5 KCSN, Sky Daniels. Really glad to welcome In the Valley Below into the studio today. We have Angela and Jeffrey with us. Welcome, guys.
Hi, thanks.
Thanks for having us.
I was telling Angela when she first arrived how we came about your music a little late, you know, and I feel bad because normally we like to be ahead of the curve on bands that are based in Los Angeles. But once we did, really excited, and I guess everything's working out timing-wise because tomorrow, The Belt, which is your album, is going to be in store. So I guess we timed it right in having you in today, right?
That's right, right on time.
How did you get together and start performing as In the Valley Below?
We both moved to Los Angeles separately and were playing in bands around town and just, you know, kind of doing the local scene, and we just sort of came in each other's orbits at some point in time, and all of a sudden she was just there and we were friends, and then it took a while for us to kind of warm up to each other because I think we're both shy natured.
I saw him playing guitar and I loved his playing, and I became friends with the band that he was in, and eventually we became friends. I eventually joined the band and we played together in lots of different bands.
I mean, I think in general, you're kind of looking for kindred spirits, people that are drawn to the same types of music that you are, the same sort of atmospheres or whatever you want to call it.
I just felt like the music that he was playing was what I was trying to do almost, or striving for.
And you heard it in your head.
Yeah, and I just wanted him to play music with me.
The start all shoulders back, your eyes ahead. There's bullets in the Bowery bouncing off and beating red. If this is the end, let's start all over, start all over again. I believe we can start.
If you go to the band, you know, in the Valley Blows website, you'll note, as I did on the far right side of their homepage, there is a tab called beer. And I thought, well, maybe that's just their goof off blog. But the fact is, you guys actually do some micro brewing of beer. How did that become part of In the Valley Blows aesthete?
I believe it's called nano brewing, what we do.
Nano brewing? It's not micro, it's nano.
Not even as big. Yeah, it's not big enough to be micro. We've been brewing for a few years in our kitchen, and it's a fun hobby. And then it kind of became part of the band because we like to drink beer a lot.
And we like to share beer.
Yeah, and it's a fun, I think of it similar. As similar to making music, you're combining these ingredients, whether it's musical or grain related, but and you're seeing how they're going to mix together, and they create something totally different than their individual pieces, you know.
But you do take it seriously in terms of wanting to you know, create a good brew and a good craft.
Of course, yeah. I mean, we started brewing because we just wanted beer for us to drink.
You're moonshiners.
Yeah. And we like making dark, robust beers because that's our taste, and it actually, I think it fits well with our music. And so, yeah, it's a fun, if music doesn't work out, we'll just scale up the beer.
Doorways to the north, handshakes to the south, pumping iron hearts, blood in your mouth. One massive ray, hats waving the tray. The deeper you go, the more heads you blow. Everybody is lost, wasting fast cars. You played it well, then you settled down. If you give up your love now, it's alright, it's alright. We're taking it easy, never mind us.
the longer you have songs in the repertoire and the more you play them live, do you find the songs, we'll get back to sort of like the brewing, you know, do you find that songs do take a different course sometimes? They perhaps take a left turn, a right turn, they go in directions you didn't expect them to? Or do you find usually that when you write them, you try to hold true to them through time?
Well, we usually, we're very nitpicky in our writing process. So by the time both of us are happy with the song, it's gone through a lot of checks and balances to get there. So that's usually the version that we're okay with.
But that being said, we wrote our whole album without playing live and recorded it and everything. So we didn't intend on this being a band that would anyone would want to see live. We thought our families would like to listen to it and friends. But so now when we do play live, we make some adjustments, I think, compared to the record.
And when you go on David Letterman, are you like going, what the hell's going on?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. I think our parents start to think what we're doing is real. That's the best part about being on TV.
They finally think we're not wasting our time anymore.
Digging up a deep end. sleeping, freezing on the beaches, reaching for the sweetest, sweetest beaches.
Well, this is fun. I mean, it's fun for us. It's part of what we love to do at KCSN, that to have bands like yourself on. I'd like to say on the cusp, but you've already played Letterman. I mean, come on, man. I mean, you've played Letterman before you came to KCSN. That doesn't happen every day. Usually we're a little ahead of Letterman in the curve. But in your case, God bless.
Well, thank you.
Thanks.
You know, we're glad to know things are happening. We want everyone to know that The Belt, your album, in stores tomorrow and is available, being distributed here in the States by Caroline Capital Music, a big-time label. Originally signed to Arts and Crafts, wonderful aesthetic to that label. Well, we love the music, and we're happy you came out here to share it with our audience today. And come back, I would say come back, you know, after you play something like Letterman or somebody. You already did that, so you'll just have to come back as you want to.
All right.
Sounds good.
Well, we'll welcome you back. It's In the Valley Below, live on 88.5 KCSN.